Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. On the Edge. Hi, baby doll.
Oh, so good to be here. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, girl, it's the real deal. So tell people what planet you're from and how you land here.
Whew, well, it's a long story. The short of it is currently residing, landed in Washington State, trying to pick up the spaceship and move to Montana because I'm ready to unplug and be in the wild. I've just always, since I was little, knew that words are my love language. Words are my jam. Everything with words. And so recently I've decided, instead of saying I'm a copywriter, I'm a ghostwriter, I'm a publisher, I'm a this, I'm a that, I am a word twerker. That's what I do. I twerk with words.
Yeah, would you say you're a word twerker?
Mm-hmm. I twerk with words. Yep.
Well, you know, and it's all about the vernacular, really, darling, because I will tell people that I'm an accomplished orator. And they like, what? That's a nice word for speaker brains. But it just sounds so, you know, gravitas, like you just really are. Yeah, you shimmy your shoulders. I'm an orator, darling. You know, it just takes you to a whole nother level. So when you say you're twerking with the words, girl, I can see you doing the bounce.
Exactly. Well, and it catches people. They're like, you say what? And I'm like, yeah, you heard me. That's what I do.
So what did you do before you started working the word pull?
Okay, I am taking that, working the word pull. I love it. Oh my God, what didn't I do? I was an insurance agent for 10 years.
Mm.
Yeah. I managed a team in a call center. Through it all though, I was writing as a side hustle. So I wrote, I wrote blogs for friends. I wrote wedding vows. I wrote, eulogies. I wrote dating profiles, anything that I could play with. I wanted to keep those juices flowing. And so finally, when it got to the point where, like, I couldn't do the corporate, I couldn't do the 9-to-5, I knew that I was either going to end up committing myself to a padded room because I was crazy. I was going crazy. Wow. Or I was just going to become a shut-in and never leave my house. I was like, I got to go. I got to leave.
Right.
Start a business doing what I love. And here we are. I just celebrated.
Are you empathic? You feel people's energy a lot? Yeah.
I am.
Are you introverted or extroverted?
So that's the funny thing. Naturally, I'm introverted, but I play really well as an extrovert.
Okay. All right. So you're a non-binary?
I'm a non-binary vert, I guess. I don't know.
Are you kind of nerdy?
Oh, very nerdy. Yeah. I am all about, my Friday nights are with like a book or a crossword puzzle or one of those to hunt a killer games.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about, and you know, share with my brains as much as you want to or not want to, because we want to get to know the real Meg Thompson. What's the story with the body art and the facial tattoo?
Yeah. So honestly, for the longest time, it's hard to believe.
So we want to get to know the real Meg Thompson. What's with all the body art and the facial piercings?
So growing up, I was really quiet. I was really shy. I didn't want to be noticed. I followed along. I was following the crowd. And right after high school, I really kind of realized that the person that I had been being wasn't me. And it didn't feel right, didn't resonate. And so I decided, you know what? I want a tattoo. For some reason, that just felt like that was going to help me be me. And so I got my first tattoo on my 18th birthday. And that was it. I mean, what they say about it being an addiction, it is true. There is something about it where, yes, it's a little bit of pain. It's releasing the endorphins. But for me, it's every tattoo is a memory. It's an experience that I've had. It's either something monumental that happened or a struggle I was dealing with in my life. And I wanted to remember how I came through it. And more lately, some of them are just fun. I I used to have a T-Rex head coming out of my wall, but he actually fell off last week.
Oh.
But I have my little
dinosaur. Okay, wait. Head. Yeah, no, yeah. Put that back. Pull it back. Get a look at that brain. Wait, let me just give her the whole screen. Hold on. Who is doing that? Ooh-wee.
I love it because then if I'm like, if I'm having an angry day, I can sit here and, you know, have chats with.
Wow.
It's, okay. No, it's a lot of fun.
What's the story of the butterflies?
The butterflies, for me, one of my first tattoos was one of my butterflies. And once I had one, I was like, I need a whole flock. So they now go all the way around. And for me, that was really coming into my own. It was really.
And you know what? That's expensive for tattoos.
It is. It is. luckily, I'm not really a stuff person, so I don't really collect stuff. If I go places or visit, you know, go on trips, I get a tattoo. And that way it's something I get to keep with me forever.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead and do it. Do it. It hurts me to fart, so I don't know if I'll ever be able to get a tattoo. I was thinking about getting one for my birthday. A friend of mine knows Doctor Who. You know Doctor Who, and yeah, he's world renowned. I could get on the list, but I don't know what I would do or how I would feel. You're not supposed to be drunk either, huh? You're supposed to take it up.
No, you don't want to be drunk, because then not only will you possibly make bad decisions, but if you pass out and you move, you could end up with a really long line. Also, then your blood doesn't clot, and then there's bleeding, and yeah, no.
Oh, well.
So okay, drunk tattooing is bad.
All right, so they put a tattoo on a stencil, and then they lay it on your skin, and then they take it off, and then they trace that?
Yep, then they go over that. So the stencil is, it's basically like a transferable Sharpie, kind of, where once it gets onto your skin, it doesn't wipe off when they're moving over it and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
They still use a real fine needle. Well, that is absolutely, thank you so much for the education on tattooing. Now let's move to publishing and books.
Yes.
Books are a novelty now. I have been listening to books on tape, and honestly, I can't really get through them like I want to.
Oh.
But it's, you know, it's a lot. But to curl up with a great piece of literary work, be it old fiction, I love a biography, you know, it just is a different kind of feeling. It puts you in a different kind of sphere. It lowers your blood pressure, brains.
Yes.
It makes you focus on, it uses your imagination. I mean, reading is just a phenomenal tool. How'd you get hooked on phonics?
I taught myself to read when I was really little, and it's been a lifelong, I can't remember when I didn't read. I was the nerdy kid that used to steal my parents' cassette recorder. For those who are old enough to know what a cassette recorder is, if not, Google it. I would take the cassette recorder and I would read storybooks, and then I would use our kitchen timer and like have it go bring when it was time to turn the page, and I would make my own little read-along cassettes for myself, just for me, nobody else. Yeah, reading has always been a thing for me. And so when I realized that reading, it is becoming a novelty. It's becoming a thing where so many times people are going to audiobooks or podcasts, or honestly, we're sitting down and binging hours.
Hey, no bust on the podcast.
Oh no, I am 100% a podcast addict. I cannot even show you
podcast alone.
I mean, I've heard of this really good one called On the Edge. You should check it out.
Right. Where's my bell? I got a bell. Right. No, but serious stuff though. Let me go into the world of publishing.
Yeah.
Brains, get it straight. Get a pencil and piece of paper. A publisher is not a marketer or a salesperson. They're not an editor, and they are not the author. Mm-hmm. What lane do you ride in, Megs? What is the job of a publisher?
So for me, I like to do things a little different, because usually you have traditional publishing, which is your big names, which they're going to cost high dollar. They're going to take some of your royalties, and they are going to own the rights to your book. That for me was like hard pass. Then you have the independent publishing, where you're wanting to publish yourself on Amazon. You don't have the backing of an actual publisher to make sure everything's done right. Also not so great. So I'm right in the middle. My publishing company in Omnia Pratis Publishing is all about taking the best of both worlds. So you get the representation and the backing of a professional publisher, I also take care of the copy editing and the formatting, because if my name's going to be on it, I want your shit to look good. And I also still have the authors. They retain all the rights to their work because it's their work. I'm just helping give them the tools to get it out there and blast it to the world, to their readers. So it's super important to me that they still own, they still get their royalties. They still own the book. And if they decide they want to publish it again with someone else, knock your socks off. It's yours. So it's, I have a lot of fun with it because it's the publishing company I created was to fit what I wanted to find when I was looking, but couldn't.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So now, you know, what are we looking at as far as price point?
So if you go with the traditional publisher, you are looking at like five figures at least. Plus you're losing royalties. If you're going self-publishing, you can do it for as low as $200. But again, you don't know that it's being done right or actually getting out there. When I do it for clients right now, we're at $3,000 a pop. That's it. That price will go up September 1st, but then only it's going up to $5,000 because I still want it to be something that's very doable.
But it's got to be competitive too. You're not, you know, you're not the Walmart of publishing, the low cost leader. And what you give is a cradle to grave service.
Exactly.
And you know what, Brains? I'm telling you, now look, if you're just writing a book for shit and giggles, we ain't mad at you. No. You can go on Lulu Print. I'm going to give you some. Blurb. There's a bunch of self-publishing. It's fun. You can write it. You can upload Word. But if you are looking to be an author in circulation, then you need to follow the proper protocols. You need to have a really good editor. You need to have a publisher or take, you know, some self-publishing, know about your copyrights, distribution, and how to sell that baby. Because a publisher is not your salesperson. They're going to get you the press and everything and get you at the door of maybe, you know, a Walmart or a Barnes & Noble or online bookstore, Amazon. But you got to open the door and walk through it and sell that girl.
Yep. Oh, it's 100%. It's so much. When I work with authors, I'm partnered with a platform that is able to get these books the option to be in up to 40,000 different global distribution channels, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target and like biggies. But exactly like you said, it's up to the author. And if they want to hire someone to do their PR and marketing, then that's amazing. You know when you need to get help, when you need to enlist a professional. But otherwise, if you're wanting to pound the pavement and, you know, take to social media, go on podcasts, you know, have those opportunities to talk about your book. You know, then it really is. And people want to hear it from the author. It's your story.
When they want to hear it. When you go on the podcast interview, Brains, you gotta, you're required to read an excerpt. Mm-hmm. Okay. They want to hear your voice, your feeling, your texture, you know, where you, your highs and your lows are. That's important. That's your calling card. That should be a must.
Exactly.
Get out there. You have to have a digital footprint.
Yes.
Okay. So now you're in text. You're in these stores. You sold, you know, books. And now you have an opportunity to maybe write for a sitcom or get a short story. Cannes Film Festival. See, you got to think big, Brains. You can't just stay in this one little lane. You know, you have this text, you work on it, you improve it and expand it. Right, Megs?
Oh my God. I have two clients right now that one of them, we just finished her book and it's in final revisions right now. We're getting ready to publish in the next, 2 weeks. And her goal, she's getting on a TED stage. Like, we're not talking TEDx. We are talking TED, the stage. She is going to be invited to be a speaker on the stage. That's her goal. She's like, I'm going. The other one, he's going to be a part of a Broadway show, wants to have his own sitcom. He's like, this is where I'm going with my book. All right, let's go.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You got to dream big.
Yes.
That's all you have is an idea.
Yes.
But if the mind can conceive it, the brain can achieve it. I do believe it. I do.
Thanks.
You are the best on the planet. Thank you so much for sharing about books and butterflies here with me and my Brains on the Edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, Responses are never dull. Tell us, please, how to get in contact with you, Megs.
So a couple different ways. Easiest, my website is megswrites.com. The publishing website is a little bit longer because the name is longer. So if you go to megswrites.com, you can actually loop right over to the publishing company. Otherwise, you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, everything. It's just under Megs Thompson or Megs Writes.
Well, go in and check it out, brains, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. She might give you 10 or 15 minutes of her time, you know, just to kind of head you in the right direction. Because information is key, right?
Heck yeah. I have a calendar on my website where I do free 20-minute consults where we hop on a Zoom and chat, because honestly, at my heart, I want to hear your story, and anything that I can do to help answer questions or point you in the right direction. Seriously. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? She said anything she could do.
Mm-hmm.
That's giving your all. That's what we do here on The Edge. Thank you so much, Sunshine.
Love it.
Bye, brains.